every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Oh, this is an interesting development. I've got a gentleman on the line. Yes, this is timely indeed. I'll get to this highly qualified gentleman on matters legally in just a moment. Now, this is about the matter that took all of Far North Queensland, I think, by surprise late Friday afternoon. I'll go to Saturday's Courier Mail under the heading Taylor Resigns Over Whisperer Furore. One of Queensland's most senior police officers has sensationally resigned after a lewd and inappropriate comment he had made at a leadership conference was made public by the Commission of Inquiry into Queensland Police Service responses to domestic family violence. Deputy Commissioner Paul Taylor announced his immediate resignation 4 months after referring. This is 4 months after referring to a gynecologist friend as a vagina whisperer during a formal speech at a large-scale conference. He was given managerial guidance at the time, in which he was personally counselled by Katerina Carroll, the commissioner, who also used to serve up here, but only resigned after the incident was made public. In a statement Friday, Mr. Taylor said he was deeply apologetic for the harm his comment had caused. He said, "I have been a dedicated member of the organisation 45 years and cherished my time serving the community. He's been an outstanding police officer. 45 years of knowledge out the door. Was this really necessary?" Anyway, in this article, it goes on to say this. Counsel assisting the inquiry questioned Katerina Carroll on whether the incidents showed there was a culture of sexism and misogyny within the service. You know, if this was uttered, I don't know, a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever, it would have gone through to the keeper, you know, before this rolling program of inquisitions. It wouldn't have raised an eyebrow. But suddenly, it's brought to an end, prematurely, an outstanding career in our depleted police force. Anyway, she said, did the counsel assisting the inquiry ask Katerina Carroll whether the incident showed a culture of sexism and misogyny within the service? Really? This is how the quote reads. This is what she said. To put that in context, the effect of what he was saying was that if his friend, who presumably was a male as a vagina whisperer, this is the counsel assisting the inquiry, if his friend, who presumably was a male as a vagina whisperer, then vaginas are women, or women are vaginas. She must be a mind reader. I don't understand this gobbledygook. Anyway, we'll pursue it further in a moment. Katerina Carroll said she was not at the conference and didn't know the context in which the comment was made. But she went on to say this quote, "But the person," this is a gynecologist, "the person's a friend of the deputy, and he himself and I believe the circles he operates within call him that." I mean, this is his common nickname, she said. Anyway, Katerina Carroll said she provided the managerial guidance herself at the time, etc. Further in the article, it reads, in his statement Friday, Mr. Taylor said the public should have confidence. This is a great organisation with terrific people who care so much about the community across the vast state. He said, quote, "I've given my heart and soul to the QPS, and I will forever be proud of what I have achieved in my career." I'm so pleased he said that, because there have been issues in this city of ours over the years where he has provided excellent advice and also taken action that was urgently needed in a very timely fashion. I just find it shattering, this whole development. Look, it's interesting because a gentleman's called through, and he's the chair of Regional Development Australia. He's the former member for Cook, and he's a long-term local lawyer. David Kempton's on the line. David, good morning.
Hello, John. How are you going?
I'm well, but how did you receive this news Friday afternoon?
This is appalling. I've known Paul for a long time, both when I was the member for this region and as a lawyer, and you've just finished your police report. He's the man we need at the head of the police force to tackle this crime issue that impacts on every one of us every day.
This
is outrageous. Let me just make a few comments. He intended no offence to anybody. Mm. Nobody took any offence at the time, and nobody complained. None of the words he used are capable of being misogynist or sexist. They're three words. Was it in the right context? I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm not in a position to judge. But he hasn't been removed from his position by any public outcry. It's this whole woke thing.
Yes.
There's a perception in the public arena that he has said something that's inappropriate, therefore he's gone. What a lot of rubbish. The man should be put back in his position tomorrow. And I'll tell you, if I was the member for Cook now, I'd resign unless he was reinstated. This is outrageous.
Mm. It's interesting, the wording here too. This is the counsel assisting the inquiry. She said, to put that in context, the effect of what he was saying was that if his friend, who presumably was a male, is a vagina whisperer, then vaginas are women, or women are vaginas. Can you follow this logic?
Oh, no, bloody rubbish. And the other part, there is no logic. And it's convenient to see a man with his career taken out of the force at this time when he has so much to offer. It just leaves everybody speechless. I've been talking to a lot of people over the weekend. Nobody can even see the offence.
No.
Let alone, but how is the reaction commensurate with the offence? Why should the man have had to resign? Unbelievable. I hear worse than this in the streets and coffee shops every day in this community. We're so quick to judge somebody who's in a public position where they're in the public eye. Crazy, John. I don't know where we're going with this.
Well, thank you.
We need to push back.
We need to push back. David, generations of Australians have been renowned for sometimes a wicked sense of humour. A wicked sense of humour. Now we're at the behest of the thought police. It just surely it can't go on like this.
But we're sanitising our entire image as a nation. We're becoming neutralised by this absolute rubbish.
Let me ask
you a friend. I'll tell you how ridiculous this is. I've got a friend on the Tablelands. This is how ridiculous this is. Who breeds prize roosters. So what do we call him? What sort of whisperer is he? I mean, this is nonsense, this stuff. It's a joke.
Yeah.
And now we've lost one of our best policemen that I've known in the 45 years I've been here.
Exactly. People dealing with Paul over the years invariably said, what a good copper. What an effective copper.
Through cyclones, through all sorts of community issues, when we were with him on a one-on-one basis, the man couldn't have done a better job.
Yeah.
And you know what? What I really object to about this, it just shows he's a human like the rest of us, don't we? Want
Thank
humans
you.
Running out?
Thank you. That's a very good point to make. That's a very good point to make. Are we all going to face these inquisitions now? My God, everyone's going to be terrified of opening their mouth in case someone might take offence in this new woke world.
Well, John, they're trying to change who we are. When I say that, I don't even know who it is. But we're changing who we are as humans and who we are as a nation. And we've got to push back on this stuff. If you intend offence, then you need to be held accountable for it. But within the realms of sensibilities, surely you can say anything. It may not have been appropriate. We weren't even there. How do we know? How could the man lose his job over something as ridiculous as this?
Exactly. David, if you had to say something as a word of advice on where we, and there's a lot of people seething about this, where we could go with this, what would you suggest?
Oh, I would think the entire community should get behind this great police officer and have him reinstated as soon as possible.
Exactly.
We need to stop accepting this stuff as the norm.
Yeah. All right, David. All right, and thank you for your contribution today. I think people who are particularly angry about this whole matter will be pleased to hear what he had to say about that matter and put their thoughts in action, and hopefully we can find some way to intervene and find justice that we would actually refer to as justice in this case.